Yeah, I guess that means I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys with Issues. So, Patrick, Banta Man, what are you bringing us this week for your Banta?
I really don't have a lot.
No?
No.
Well.
I'm making some waist-high garden boxes because I'm lazy and don't want to bend down to weed.
Mm. So well, there you go.
So I spent way too much money on cedar.
Or is it that you're too nice. Old and don't want your back to hurt?
Sure. And, like every, oh, let's see here. Every board but one was bowed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to find good wood these days.
Yeah. So.
Will's face.
Oh my.
That was so hard for him not to.
So I constructed what looked like a horribly shaped canoe.
That was your box.
Yes.
You made a canoe.
Pretty much. And then I've applied water and a little bit of pressure, and it seems to be helping. So we'll see how that goes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when are you going to continue this project then? This weekend?
Either this weekend or next. I'm not positive when.
Nice.
I might have some time this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I would like to get it done so I can grow those delicious vegetables.
Vegetables.
Right.
Yes.
That's the plan.
Yeah. I don't think we're doing a garden this year. We have the one at the old house.
There you go. Just tend to that one.
I mean, I could. You technically could. We could.
Yeah.
So. Any, did you do anything else? Or did you just buy some wood and try to build a box?
I just bought some wood and tried to build a box.
And built a canoe.
Pretty much.
Mm.
World's worst canoe.
Was it also, well, no, it still wouldn't have been the world's worst flower or garden box.
No, probably not.
No, I bet there's worse still.
We knew it was pretty bad. I should have took a picture, but I did not.
Oh, that's a shame. We could have shared it on our social media.
We could have.
Did you know that I posted something on our Facebook?
I did not.
And Christoph responded and said, "It's a lie."
That's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
I posted a link to Jeff John's independent comic publishing company, Ghost Machine.
Nice.
Yeah, and Christoph was like, "Holy cow."
That's amazing.
So, Will.
Yes.
Did you do anything recently?
No, not really.
Besides shoot aliens?
Shot a lot of aliens. I discovered something.
A new recipe.
Yes. A new sort of, because I was on YouTube, right, just surfing around, and my algorithm lately has been cooking recipes, right?
Nice.
Oh, man.
And so then this guy comes along. His name is Pepperbelly Pete. And if you look at him, he looks kind of familiar.
Patrick, do you have a side hustle?
Maybe.
If you put a cowboy hat on, you guys could be brothers.
Literally, yes. If you want to know what Southern Pete or Southern Patrick looks like,
just put a cowboy hat on him.
Yeah, just put a cowboy hat on.
I promise I don't have some strange kitchen somewhere that I film in.
How weird would that be?
You right? Found my alter ego.
But he has the same sense of humor as Patrick because he has his own sauces and seasonings that he sells on his website, and he has one called Worst Your Sister Sauce.
Nice.
Wow.
And it's his own, you know.
I would 100% name something that.
Wow.
Now I can't not say Worst Your Sister instead of like
Worcestershire?
Worcester or whatever it is.
It's not Worcestershire, which some people say.
I know.
Ever since he said it, it's now stuck.
Worcestershire.
It's now stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Where's your sister?
Wow. Thank you for that, Will.
Yep.
Thank you, Will.
That was
you are welcome.
Will's banter.
We can always count on you.
And you got anything else? Anything at all?
Nope. Shooting aliens.
That's true.
My network went down, so I picked up a little bit more of that Tales of Arise game.
Oh, the Tales series is so good. I played the demo of Arise. I want to play that so badly eventually. It is so
good. It's been pretty good so far.
Have you played the Tales games?
No, but it sounds like he needs a better network engineer.
Nah, I know, right?
Somebody just gardening cut a ground wire or something. That's what it is, right? Is it still probably down?
I was doing pretty good when I got home today. So
they might have fixed it?
Probably got fixed.
I hope so. It's lonely shooting aliens out there.
I'm all alone.
I mean, what am I, chopped liver?
Did you reinstall it yet?
No, because you haven't asked me to.
So then, yes, you are chopped
actually,
liver.
Actually, last week, you said, give me time, I'll reinstall it. Mm-hmm. In last week's issue.
Son of a monkey's uncle.
I even wrote it down.
Fine, I'll reinstall it tonight.
He got you on record saying it.
He did.
He said, well, I'll have to reinstall that.
But then, you know, the rest of the podcast happened and I forgot.
Yeah, it's understandable. It's not like I haven't talked about Destiny with you at all in the last week.
You haven't.
You're such a liar. Patrick lies a lot on this podcast now. Last week, there were lies.
I'm just done with the truth. It's too hard keeping it all straight.
So, thanks, Will.
Yep, not a problem.
I'll see you in space later.
Thanks for calling me out.
And I found Pat's
alter
body
ego.
Body double.
Right.
Yeah, Cowboy Pat.
We're most likely not going to post that on Pepper social Pete. Media. I'm just letting everybody know.
We might. I might just post that to Facebook. You don't know.
There you go. Post
Facebook.
It. Then everybody will kind of know what I look like.
They'll be like, he's a guy with glasses and a beard.
Yep.
That's what it'll be. Well, technically, if anybody would have been part of our Discord, I'm pretty sure we showed the picture of you getting hugged by the alien dude.
Probably.
Or if anybody tuned into the Call Guys episode where video streamed ourselves.
Yes.
With the Call Guys.
Video streamed.
Yep.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Will.
Video killed the radio star. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a song about it. At least, I think so. If there's not, somebody should make one.
Somebody should write that song. Yeah. Get on that, Will.
Somebody should get on. Yeah. That'll be on one of our songs on our album.
Video killed the radio. Video streams with radio stars.
There you go.
There you go. That's the parody that'll be on our album, The Three White Aliens. Video streams with radio stars.
Bringing it back around.
Boy, I hope you guys are having as much fun as we are already.
Yep. Oh, before I forget.
Oh, he's got his finger up.
Today, as the day we are recording this, not the day that it is coming out, is International Tea Day.
I was aware of this.
I was not.
Did you have your daily tea?
Yes.
Well, good. Then you celebrated ish.
We celebrated
with tea.
Did you have any tea, Will?
No. You know why? Because I'm like, hey, we've got one yerba mate left.
Oh, technically.
Technically.
Tea.
He is going to be celebrating.
We'll get it covered today. So
it's not going to be a catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
Thank you.
Catastrophe. You like that one.
That was good.
I liked my absentee joke.
Yes.
It's where you're good. Missing tea. It's when tea's missing. It's tea's absentee.
Absentee.
So I have banter. My son graduated preschool, and that was fun. Yes, good job, Theodore. He was very proud, have some super cute pictures. He did a great job. But attended a preschool graduation. I don't think I mentioned that. No, I didn't last week. And the other thing is that my wife and I took in the cinema on Friday.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, we saw a moving picture, a motion picture. We saw The Fall Guy, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt playing a director and stuntman. Phenomenal movie.
You know, depending on if I have time, I might see that this weekend.
It is so good.
And that's a good possibility. I'll have time.
I'm going to tell you what. It's a good date movie. Yeah, it's about a relationship. It works. But it is so... So I've expressed before on this podcast, I believe, that I really enjoy the filmmaking process. I find it really interesting. I've brought up the channel Stuntmen React and VFX Artists React before.
You have.
And I just find the process and the behind the scenes, what it takes to make a movie is really cool. This whole movie basically takes place like on movie sets, so that's fun. Mm-hmm. And it pays homage or homage, depending on who you are.
Sure.
To stuntmen. They bring up the fact that like there's no awards that go to stuntmen. These are people that literally get injured, risk their life, do these amazing things to make movies super cool. So, like, yes, epic movies, action movies, things like that, totally reliant on stuntmen. But even like normal television and things, like when you see somebody get like fall down stairs or get, you know, in an accident or drive a car fast, like even if it's not an action film or television show or whatever, those are stunt people. There are so many stunt people involved in stuff.
You know,
and they are like the most underappreciated group, one of them.
You know, I what think. Movie has a good homage to stunt people?
The Fall Guy.
Spaceballs.
When they swap them, don't they swap them out or they show like their stunt doubles?
So they jump through the closing door and then they get it open and they're like, you caught their stunt doubles.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yep, it was great.
The director of The Fall Guy is a former stuntman and stunt coordinator. He's also he also worked on like John Wick and Bullet Train and different things like that. So his stunt choreography is always super good. If you haven't seen Bullet Train with Brad Pitt, that has some amazing stunt choreography.
Which shouldn't surprise you.
No, but it's good. I think it's on HBO Max or Amazon Prime. So you might be able to catch it.
Maybe. But it is a bullet train. Might be hard.
Jeez. Catch the train. The ending is iffy, but the rest of the movie is really good. I enjoyed it a lot. Fall Guy is just fantastic, though. I feel like whether you go in for... it had some great comedy. I had some genuine laughs in it. It has some good moments. Great action. Like, the whole thing is just really, really good. So... Check it out. Check out The Fall Guy. Support it as a movie that isn't some kind of big franchise. Like, give money to a movie that just is a good film.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, I did want to follow up on a couple of things before we start our special segment. Patrick.
Yes.
Will and I did both play a round of Onslaught. You made a bet on dinner last week.
I did.
And Will, did either of us get a golden weapon?
No.
The answer is no.
No, we did not.
We thought we thought we would. You technically bet we would.
Right.
So, I mean.
So, I owe you two dinner.
Or at least, like, half of each of our dinner, right? Did you bet a whole, did you?
I did. I said dinner.
Two dinners is pretty, it was kind of unbalanced though.
In this economy, that's a lot.
It was. So, hold on. Patrick.
Yes. Please stop bringing up my name.
Last week, you mentioned that you would definitely be down for breakfast at 5 a.m.
I would be.
But I messaged you this past Saturday at 5:08. And I didn't hear from you till 8 a.m.
That's true. I got it at 5 o'clock.
I saw that.
Yeah.
But I sat down for breakfast, and you never responded. This is what Christoph does to the rest of
us. I figured you were just joking.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he ignored it.
Yeah,
totally ignored
it. I did. I ignored it. He went back to sleep is what I did.
I do have... Will.
Uh-oh.
Last week, so as I listened back, I was like, there are a couple things we should follow up on, because
I really hope you call your own name out.
I don't, because I didn't make any commitments last week. Will, you mentioned that you might go and read either Crisis on Infinite Earths or Infinite Crisis to learn more about what's been going on. Mm-hmm. Did you do either of those? Just curious. This isn't me really calling you out. I didn't know if you did, and so I want to know.
Not yet.
Okay.
I was going to start. For whatever reason, it felt better to start after the Sinestro War thing.
Listen, because, I just wanted to know. You don't have to defend yourself.
No, I will defend.
Patrick doesn't have to defend himself. I was just picking on him.
He never does that.
Hey, Christoph picks on all of us. It's a Chris thing, okay?
You wouldn't understand.
And technically, I do have a note about me. It says, Christopher, shake the yerba mate.
There you go.
So, yes. Yes, I do have a note to me. But
perfect.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
We
speaking
could
of which,
eventually, maybe we'll just read Infinite Crisis or something. Who knows?
Right.
Right.
Maybe.
Right. So, now that that's mostly out of the way, do you all know what time it is? It's time for our special segment. Will, is Patrick?
I'm not. I said I wasn't going to last week.
I know. Does it yerba mate? Yeah, I know you said it.
Hey, I'm going to at least be truthful in one of the things I said last week.
Wow. So, yes, once again, we thank our on-air sponsor, Lorena, for yerba mate.
Yeah, please go support her Patreon.
Yeah. So, if you know Lorena, which of all of our, there's a couple that do. You know, if you ever want to force a special segment into our podcast, just throw money at Lorena. I'm sure she'll figure out a way
she'll
to
figure
do
something
it.
Unless you have your own idea. I mean,
yeah,
we're not
picky. Feel free. If you want us to try something else, Christoph did say he liked the idea of making Will try gross things, I think. Right?
He did.
So
in one of his emails.
He's down about that.
Right. Oh, we do need to try the Twinkie hot dog. I brought that up.
Yes.
We do need to try that. We'll try it on air. We'll cut the chew, and then, you know, I'll do editing magic so that we can talk about it after we consume Twinkie hot dogs.
Okay.
With spray cheese. You got to have cheese whiz.
You got to have cheese whiz.
What?
We will do this.
So, Will, I believe you're the only one that hasn't gone first, correct, with the yerba?
Yes. This
of
is probably.
You tried the blue one first.
I did.
I tried the mint one first. Why don't you take the, what's it called?
What? This one is called Revelberry.
Revelberry. So, it's going to be a very good time. Please shake the can, Will. There you go. There, see? Christopher remembered.
Good job, Christopher.
Thanks, past Chris.
I think it's
shake gently.
Gently.
Sorry.
I think you were doing an alright job shaking gently.
Yeah, I just think, you know, it's not. Right. I don't think they want it to be overly vigorous. I don't know.
Everybody wants that.
Overly vigorous shaking, except
you know
for
it.
Babies.
Right. Wow. I didn't even think about that.
It's because you aren't a parent.
That's right.
Every parent knows that they've thought about it and not doing it. The not.
That's good.
That's the important part right there.
It is, as long as you remember the not part.
I'm not going to say technically something, but we'll just move on.
Will.
All right, here we go.
Taste.
This is the first try.
Chug,
yeah, because
chug.
We both know that he will try it twice.
Right.
Oh, he's swishing it around. He's doing the official taste.
I did that.
That's what
last
you
week.
Did. He took a page from Patrick's issue.
Right.
Right.
That's good. I have a lot of them.
As we've established.
Yeah,
we are guys with issues.
We are guys with issues.
And we're currently guys with yerba mate.
I keep getting more and more issues too. This
well,
table keeps getting filled up.
I keep thinking that. Will.
It's pretty good.
Where do you rank it among the three?
Pretty good, huh?
I'd put it at 2. I'd still say the blueberry is my favorite, followed by Revelberry, and then the mint one is probably at the bottom for me.
Hmm. I feel like this came across as more bitter. I'm curious to know if Patrick will feel this way. Patrick, here we go. I think that one seems, maybe it was because I didn't shake it last week. I don't know.
Will it yerba mate?
The aftertaste, I am not a fan. This aftertaste is funkadelic. And I'm not like,
not the good funky.
No. Funky like your stinky sock drawer.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say something about my sister. And I'm like,
Your stinky sister? You got to wash her. Wash your sister.
You got to wash your sister.
Wash your sister so she's not funky. Patrick's thinking he's going to...
It's not too bad.
You're going to rank it as number two as well?
I think so. Mm. But I like the mint better.
So did I. I enjoyed the mint better for sure. I might like the blue one more than that one. It's hard to... I don't know.
It's hard to remember 2 weeks ago.
For the flavor of blue yerba. Well, we know Patrick liked it better because he only drank the blue one once, right?
I think so.
I think he only tasted it. So, are you going to have a little more?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, I'll take it.
There's not much left. Not a lot. So, thank you, Lorena.
Right.
We have probably tried a bunch of yerba mate.
It probably actually depends on the day. I might like that one better than the mint some days.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that one's pretty high up there.
Yeah.
Are we talking like a Thursday?
Yeah.
Or maybe a Tuesday?
Like if it was, you
know. Well, not Tuesdays, because today's a Tuesday.
Right. So yeah, Tuesday's mint, definitely.
I would say for me, the mint was, it was pretty high up there.
It was.
So that's the bottom of Will's. The mint is.
The mint is still a bottom for me, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I like the red one better than the blue. I will say it tastes less. The blue still, I think, is the most artificially flavored, like, tasting, where the, like, whatever the blue flavor is, I think it's the least normal. Does that make sense?
I think I can see that, yeah.
I'm going to drink the water I left from last week.
You know, I didn't get the bitterness out of that. But something is strange has been happening to me since I started drinking Yorkshire Gold tea.
Okay.
In the afternoons when I brew my cup of Earl Grey, it tastes sweet now.
Really?
Yep.
So you think that the Yorkshire is taking bitterness out of your palate?
Yes.
If that's a real thing, that is amazing.
Isn't it, though?
Yes. Hmm. That's pretty cool.
Which means every time I drink Yorkshire Gold, I get less bitter.
So, if you struggle with bitterness daily, please buy Yorkshire Gold Tea. The only tea guaranteed to remove your bitterness.
Guarantee.
Guarantee. It's our guarantee.
It's our guarantee.
Oh, man.
No, that just might be me. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, now we need listeners, if we have any tea drinkers out there. Whoever you are, faithful listener, please try Yorkshire Gold and then see if it makes you less bitter. Then send us an email at longbox@guyswithissues.com.
Yeah.
Let us know that it isn't just Patrick, that Yorkshire Gold makes everything golden. Oh, I feel like that's a gunner plug.
I was just about to say, like,
Golden Jay. Golden Jay and Gunner on there are like, yep. That's pretty much our lives.
Everything's golden over here.
But yeah.
Speaking of emails, though, we have three.
Yeah, Patrick told me. He said there are three.
One of them is a surprise.
One of them is short. One of them is medium. The other one's a little bit longer.
Is the longest one Christoph?
Yes.
As expected.
Always.
Still the longest emailer.
Good job.
Surely, Christoph. By now.
Surely.
More emailier than Logan.
100%.
Right.
The Trekkie Lorder, Trekkie Lorder Supreme.
We got another one from Lorena.
Yeah, she told me that she was going to email.
Cool. And the third one is from Laura.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
I wondered. Hers is the shortest because it's probably some 12-year-old boy comment.
Yep.
Knew it. Boy, she's consistent.
You should probably read hers second.
Christoph's first?
Laura, whoever, I don't care, but Laura's second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you want me to start with Christoph or Lorena?
Christopher's giving me a look.
I am. I have my thoughts about
that. Then should I start with Christoph?
Sure. Christoph, sure. Number one.
Christoph.
But not in our hearts, Lorena.
Speak for yourself.
Whoa, I knew that was coming.
That's right.
Yeah. His says, the plot thickens. Oh, guys, this is bad. After getting rid of the DEA and making sure the future police is finally in our past, you just had to go and do it, didn't you? by admitting publicly that Patrick is Al Capone, I now have the IRS beating down my door. You might be able to escape the fuzz, Patrick, but no one expects the Spanish IRS.
This is I how sure they, don't.
This is how they got the original Capone. I'm going to have to do some seriously financial wizardry to keep you out of the slammer, Patrick.
You can do it.
I'm going to need your 16-digit credit card expiration date and the little CVV code on the back.
Already sent.
Good.
Check your spam folder if you don't see it.
On other news, I totally survived hugging myself with two arms while driving. New skill acquired.
He was crowding that knee up against the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We've all done it.
I am already plotting the next vile thing we can make Will try on air. Pineapple and anchovy pizza. But before we continue with this, I think you guys need to set...
And sweet.
I know.
Right? You guys need to set a safe word for Will, just in case he gets in too vile.
Well, we know what it is. It's yerba mate.
Oh, I thought we were going to say arachnid. That was next.
Blueberry pancakes. Right?
And it, he says, the comic, I read it. My take, seriously, how many times can we frame someone else for a murder? Next thing we know, Professor Chris is framing Patrick for murder, and instead of thinking that this is a trope that has been done way too many times, Kilowog will just buy into it and go after Patrick. For hugs, I'm sure.
I hope so. I bet he gives great hugs.
Kilowog?
Oh, yeah.
Probably does. I didn't really mind Guy Gardner's arrogant or rudeness.
I do.
But found him to be very sexist to Arsa, his butterfly lady partner. Kind of got a little jumbled there.
Pretty much everybody.
He needs to get into the 21st century already. What is with the very disjointed order of comics to read next? Did the story just get published like that?
Disjointed order?
I think he's talking about reading...
The Sinestro Corps?
The Sinestro Corps.
It's not that disjointed.
I think he's talking about, like, it came out with core issues and not core issues. And
Oh, that's all stuff. That's how it works. They were simultaneous.
Yours sincerely, the Trekkie, the first emailer, the longest emailer, surely by now, the most faithful listener, the Trekkie Lord or Supreme, the actual reader of the comics, the more emailer than Logan, right? The holder of the truth about fries, the no longer saddest, the I want to be Patrick too, the longtime listener, first time emailer every time, the one who charges things all the times, and... The one who fights the IRS audits, Christoph.
Is he going to add something every week now?
I think so.
We're going to have to take whole issues just to read his sign-off by the next year.
We can just say the first one, say dot, we'll dot, say, dot. We'll and then say
dot. So whatever he wants the new one to be, it'll be the first one and the newest.
Right.
Fair enough. Thank you, Christoph.
Thank you,
Christoph. We appreciate that you are keeping Patrick out of the slammer.
I appreciate that.
But now we have discovered Patrick's body double, so if we need someone...
to take the fall.
We got Pepperbelly Pete.
That's right.
That sounds like an outlaw name.
Pepperbelly Pete.
Yeah, he got into the Pepper Patch game.
Fastest gun in the West.
Anyway. An email from Laura.
We do.
Issue 40, yerba mate, a gateway beverage? Dearest guys, okay, if sipping a little yerba mate during the podcast gets results like what went on in minute 37, then please, by all means, continue to imbibe during every episode.
Ding. Oh, wow.
I have thoroughly enjoyed your banter segment going south.
Ah, jeez.
Yes, Patrick, you ate well of the mic.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Wow.
With all of my love and awkward adoration, LW.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that would be.
And you know what happened during that minute, Mark?
What?
Oh, no, I'm just telling you, you know what happened.
Is it when you were laughing uncontrollably? Because
it was right before that something was said. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
That's why I had him read it.
I know. Second. I know. Okay. I knew what you were doing. You sly dog. Okay.
Anyway.
Lorena.
I hope LW gets a kick out of me having him read second.
Jeez. Anyway.
Saving the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
This one just says yerba mate.
Yerba mate.
Hello, guys with issues. I am glad to hear the yerba mate flavored drinks were not as terrible as the original. I also got one for me, the berry one, and I actually really liked it. So did I.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know if you guys drink them cold or not, but I drank mine cold, and I feel that probably makes them better. You should try the last one cold. The last two we've tried cold.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
No, I didn't. Didn't we do all three cold?
Yeah, first, we did.
Yeah.
Was the first one?
Yeah.
It was.
I had refrigerated all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would be going back to the store and see if they have different flavors so that you guys can try them before I try them myself. Lol.
Patrick is smiling.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that, by the way. I also agree with Patrick that the town where he lives, which is the same town I live as well, needs a different variety of restaurants. I did find out that the new Latin Grill restaurant that is opening is actually a bit different than the other two Mexican restaurants we already have. According to one of my friends, this is going to be a Honduran place.
Ooh,
and their food is quite different than Mexican food.
Excited.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
I know.
Right? So you guys should go check it out when it opens and let me know how it is so then I can go try it too.
100%. Field trip. Yep.
I have had Honduran food before and I really enjoyed it, so I'm hoping this place will be good. Another very good Mexican restaurant that you guys should go try, or maybe Patrick can go try with someone else, is in Napanee, Indiana. It is called Daisy's Tacos, and it is inside the Cope's building.
Oh, have I had that?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe? I've heard it's really good.
I've heard it's good, too. I don't think I've actually been there. I've thought about going a few times.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's that I've thought about it.
Well, I know... a specific person at work has went there a couple of times for customer service.
Ah, and everybody enjoyed it?
I think so.
Cool.
And then she writes, if you guys try them out, let me know what you all think. I'm really enjoying the Green Lantern comics. I am very behind you guys, but I will read the whole list eventually. I really enjoy your guys' conversation at the beginning of your pods. Please keep it going, and I will be listening every Wednesday as long as you guys keep it going. Your faithful listener, Lorena.
Well, first off, Lorena, you said thank you to us for doing the yerba mates on air. Thank you for buying them for us.
Right?
Like, you gave them to us.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it. That was very kind of you. You did not have to do that.
Incredibly.
Mm-hmm.
So the least we could do is provide some entertainment out of it.
Right.
Like, in the very least.
Exactly.
Well, I suppose the very least would be just throwing them in the trash, but but if we're good,
not,
honest
we're not
people,
that, right?
Right? Like, but no, thank you. We're glad that you enjoy this,
right?
So, and you are not alone. There, I feel like most of our listeners at this point, listen for the banter more than the comic discussion,
probably.
But I mean, originally, some of the early listeners said, banter runs a bit too long, but I feel like those of you who've stuck with us for nearly a year, that is what you're listening for, the boneheadery that we provide.
So what you're saying is we should just make a second podcast called Guys with Banter. And
just do two. Well, really, so I considered this. If we wanted to keep our issues shorter, we could split it. We could do a banter issue and then the comic issue and release twice a week. And it would just be the same amount of content, but split.
Yes. But and then we would definitely see who likes the banter in the comics.
We would see.
We would.
Yeah. We'd have like everybody listen to the banter more than likely. And then like a couple of people probably listen to the comics. But we could do that. It would not be hard.
Nah.
But
I'd have to make a new website.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. Guys with Banter.
No.
Come on.
No, no, no.
No.
It would be under the same
guys
flag.
Guys with Issues will be the comic one. And then the banter one would be Bantaman and Friends.
Bantaman and Friends.
We're not starting a second. No, that would be ridiculous. I'm not dividing the small amount of listens that we already have. It would all be on the same channel. But they'd be different issues. We'd have to, it would be like the comic discussion would be called Guys with Issues Presents. And the issues with banter would be Bantaman and Friends. That would be the title. Like, true. It would all be Guys with Issues, but those would be the comic titles. Yeah. Guys with Issues Presents and Bantaman and Friends.
Let us know what you think.
Under the umbrella of Guys with Issues.
Email us at longbox@guyswithissues.com.
Yeah, because as you just saw, we do read all of our emails.
We do.
Or I guess you just heard. Right. We don't do video.
Unless
you're peeping through the windows.
You don't want us to read it on air, and we won't, but you have to let us know.
Yeah, just put yep. For your eyes only.
Right. Or don't read this on air. You know, that works too.
Yeah, I guess it depends what kind of flair you're going for. Anyway.
Anywho.
Any what?
The who is Roomba Will.
Roomba Will.
Are you ready to suck?
Yes.
Patrick, don't look at me like that. This isn't the After Dark Patreon, okay? It's not getting weird. It's just getting informative because we're about to get a synopsis. Listen, mister, thank you for clearing your own throat. Now read the synopsis.
The Sinestro Corps' onslaught continues. Hal Jordan and the Lost Lanterns rescue Guy Gardner, John Stewart, and Ion from the Yellow Lanterns in the antimatter universe and make their escape. Hal, Guy, and John return to Earth for backup, only to be chased by Sinestro and his lanterns. It turns out that Earth was Sinestro's true target all along. To help turn the tide, the Guardians finally do something useful and change the Book of Oa to allow Green Lanterns to use lethal force against the Yellow Lanterns. But will it be enough? Find out today on Guys with Issues.
Okay. You have to know something. Used Onslaught as a Destiny joke.
I did.
I know. But I want you to hear something. I wrote the description for this issue already.
I didn't read it. Did you use the word?
And this will be, you know, for any of you who are listening right now in the future.
Right. Because you can't listen right now in the present.
You can read this. But I said, in this issue of Guys with Issues, Patrick, Will, and Chris go to Earth as the... No. It was last week's. Dang it. I used Onslaught for this week's. The one that released last week at this time. So tomorrow, our time. Dang it. So you're actually doing a callback.
Yeah.
There we go.
You're doing a callback to last week's description.
We figured it out.
Wow. I'm a little disappointed that it didn't line up that way. But I like that this week we both used it. So good job. Anyway, we know what time it is. Structure time. Who's ready for some structure?
Me.
Patrick looks unenthused. He's like, structure?
Structure?
Hey, without...
That's no fun.
Without structure people like me, you wouldn't know what issues to read.
You're darn right. I was so confused.
Anyway, favorite scenes. We should do all of the structure parts like that.
Sure, why not?
Favorite scenes.
Patrick.
Yep.
Patrick.
Let's go.
That's the thing.
Favorite scenes.
My favorite
scene. What was your favorite scene?
I'm not going to say scene. I'm going to say...
Moment, panel, page, whatever.
Right, whatever.
We call it scene.
Sure.
Okay.
Issue.
When they turned Guy into a delivery boy and made him go get a painting.
Wow.
Out of all of it.
That's my favorite.
Yes. Everything that happened.
Yep. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Wow. Okay. That is absurd. Okay, fine.
All right. I have two really high ones. You're going to say that? Fine.
I'm going to say
that. What did you pick, Will?
Mine was when Hal Jordan has less than 1% battery charge left, or ring charge left. And he's got to fly from wherever he is to save his brother, Jim.
It's like New York to Coast City or something like that.
Yeah. Because Parallax is about to kill the rest of Hal Jordan's family. Yep. His brother, Jim, and then Jim's wife and their kids. And
he, go ahead. Sorry.
He like goes supersonic and slams into the side of him, saving, you know, Jim.
Yep. That was a cool scene.
I wrote that down. That made my list.
Mm-hmm. Made my list too, but the guy thing was so much better.
Then somebody almost teleporting into a bad guy and driving him into the ground, being like, "You leave my family alone."
Yes.
You're like, "Yep, guy being degraded." Wow. Wow. He is his Azrael. That's what it is.
Right?
He is.
Okay.
100%.
So there are two, I feel like, that come really close. But I'm going to go ahead and pick this one. I really like this. But when Hal gets absorbed by Parallax.
Which is right afterward. Yeah.
Inside Parallax because he has no power to fight back at that, because he's out of charge.
Mm-hmm. And then he turns yellow.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's yellow now.
So, but when he goes in and he pep talks Kyle and he's like, "Kyle, you know, we have the ability to overcome great fear." And he's like, "But you don't have to do it alone." And he puts his hand out and Kyle takes it and they blow up Parallax from the inside, basically.
Yeah, they do.
It was awesome.
That was awesome.
It, because Hal and Kyle both had to overcome him now.
Yep.
It was super cool. And I also like that they're like, "Why doesn't Kyle just kick Parallax out, man? You beat him." And he's like, "I had the Spectre's help."
Right.
He's like, "I didn't do it by myself." And so he went, saved his brother, got eaten, and went, "Yeah, we're doing this together.
That was
family."
Good. It was awesome.
It was also cool when he was in there because it looked like Kyle was walking through that field.
He was in the painting.
Yeah,
he was in the painting.
Yeah.
So, Patrick.
Yeah.
We got another one. We'll keep going. And this doesn't have to be in a specific order. I have so many. I have so many stuffs this week.
I liked how shocked all the artwork looked when the rings said lethal. Lethal Force was enabled.
Yeah.
Yep. They're like, "What?"
Yeah, and Kilowog wasn't happy about it.
No. Yep.
Vath and Ismaht were like, "It's go time."
Yeah, right? Because they were soldiers in a war. They're like, "Oh, finally."
They're like,
"Now we have weapons."
Immediately they're like, well, as soon as it happens, it shows the two of them kill like 3 to 5 people in that moment. They're like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. That was cool.
That was cool. Will, you got another?
Yeah, mine was kind of along the same lines as Patrick about the whole lethal force thing. But I kind of liked how they used that as a benchmark for time. So like in separate comic book issues, like they were trying to line up the timeline. And so things were happening kind of at the same time.
Yep.
So then it would play everything out and then be like, "Oh, something's happened." And then they'll get that lethal force has been unlocked or whatever it said. And so then you kind of know that, you know, everything before that also was happening at the same time as, you know, everything going on Mogo. And
yeah, definitely set kind of a stuff. Like a benchmark so that you could easily align everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yep.
There are so many things to talk about. I loved when Ganthet and Sage show up after getting banished with their all four of their power batteries.
Yep.
Their lanterns. And they dissect Parallax and put part of him in each one because basically they're like, "You Earthmen have shown you can overcome this."
Yes.
But then they're like, "Okay, guys, charge up time." And I freaking love every single time the comic is like, "Okay, we're going to have lanterns be together and do the oath." And then I like when Kyle's like, "Cool."
Oh, that splash page?
Yeah, the final
that
one.
That was cool.
Especially the guy's face. If you look at guy's face in particular, because he's got like this weird smirk on his face, and then his eyebrows lifted up.
Yeah, he's ready to go. But I like that Kyle's like, cool, and John's like, damn cool. and it's go time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. Such a good moment.
It was.
So, Patrick got another?
So, this was towards the beginning.
So I was mentioning things like at the end.
I know.
But
I read it, remember?
Yes. In fact, yeah, go ahead.
I read it multiple times.
Yep.
When they were, I don't remember who said it, but somebody was like, no cop around when you need one. And then that whole exchange.
Yeah, where they're what does that mean? Like, it's an Earth thing.
It was Guy. Like,
what do your cops do on Earth? It's just funny. It made me laugh.
It was Guy and, like, Gif or Garth or Grath. Something like that.
Graf Torrent.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I have one. Sorry, Will. But that's like when Hal calls Lissa Drack the Wicked Witch. And his construct is a house. He literally hits her with a house.
Yeah.
And I thought that was hilarious because he's like, yeah, I'm dealing with the Wicked Witch. And he smashes a house into her. It's that kind of stuff, hilarious, man. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you can do anything with Green Lantern stuff. Will.
In that same issue, and this is one of the things I wanted to talk about last week when I accidentally read one too many, I had to delete it. But Hal recreates when he stole all the rings.
Yeah, I had that down too.
All the lanterns. He filled his hands with yellow rings this time in order to fight their way out of the antimatter universe. I thought that was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because for the cover of that issue, they basically recreated the exact same image, just like with the yellow rings.
Yep. I thought that was awesome too. Patrick, did you have another? Did you connect with Sinestro when he was insulting Guy Gardner?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. I wrote that down. I put Patrick and Sinestro connect over Guy.
That's right.
When he like is insulting the type of, because they're like, they mention like his personality or something. And he's like,
they do.
He sucks.
Right.
And I was like, oh, Patrick's like, I like Sinestro. I was like,
yes. Yes, he does.
Oh, that's funny.
This is true.
That's funny. So, what else you got?
I don't got anything else. You guys keep going.
What?
Yeah.
What? You had just so much last week.
Just go.
What about
you? So, Chris, you mentioned dropping a giant house on someone. I really enjoyed the scene where Kilowog drops an aircraft carrier on top of that yellow lantern.
Arkillo,
yeah.
And when Will says that, it's not a construct aircraft carrier.
No.
He used his ring to pick up an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
And smash it into Arkillo.
Yes, he did.
I thought this was very funny. Combicon, right?
Oh.
And I'm like, what the heck is it for combs? And he throws a combine.
Yes.
Like Arkillo picks up a combine and throws it. I'm like, there's no way they're going to have a convention just for combines for farmers.
But it's because it said the San Diego Combicon.
Yeah, it said
so
a
dumb. Yeah. But it was hilarious.
It was. Yeah.
It was all farming equipment. Yes.
I go to that.
That was good. Hanu used his ring finally. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't hurt the anti-monitor, which again establishes how strong he is.
Right.
But that blast was awesome. Because he's like, time to use it after Kihan dies, the lost lantern that's always given Hal crap. One of them, besides Bodica,
right?
No great loss there.
No, I really like the splash page where it shows Ranks as the upgraded like city in the sphere and Mogo like face to face.
Oh,
like when they're like there. That was awesome.
Yeah,
that was a cool splash page.
It was.
I think the whole battle on Mogo was pretty cool.
Yes,
especially like at the end where everyone's like beaten up and bloody and there's like that splash page where they're all just kind of like standing together,
yep,
barely kind of holding it together.
Oh yeah. Well, I also like how right before they go into Earth to like defend, Salak is like, repair your costumes, look presentable. We're the Green Lantern Corps.
Have a little bit of pride, yeah.
He's like, take pride in what we are. Fix your uniforms.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That was a good moment.
Good stuff.
I did like the splash page where it shows Superboy Prime leading like the whole Sinestro Corps down to Earth. That was cool. That was a cool splash page. We talked about a lot of splash pages last week. This week had tons too. Like so many.
Like Superman punching Hank Henshaw.
Yes.
Because Hank Henshaw has his Manhunters and they're assaulting the Justice League in their space station, whatever it is. And he's about to, you know, hack in and penetrate their core or whatever he was doing. And Superman flies up and just
clocks him.
Clocks him.
Boom.
So who turns into the new Ion?
Saddam Yat.
Yes. So when he took out ranks, whatever
the city. Yeah, the city.
That was pretty freaking cool too.
Yeah, it was. When they were like, lethal force has been enabled. And he's like, guys, get out of the city. And they're like, you can't do that. And he's like, it's okay. I'll be fine.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ranks. He's dead. Oh, that was cool. Saddam Yat had some good moments, I would say, overall.
He did.
What about when Guy made construct boxers on Naked Kyle after he came out of Parallax?
Oh, did he?
Did you not see that?
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, yeah, I thought I thought Will would be the one that thought that was funny. Will, do you have something? I'm going to pull it up for you.
I can pull it up real quick. Oh, I mean, you got the book. Never mind.
Yeah. Do you have another note, Will? Oh, there's your aircraft carrier moment.
Yep.
When Green Man and Stell, the robot, we're in Vegas, and Stell's like, yes, I quite enjoy this place. I think I would like to come back and try these chance-based games.
Yes.
Well, the funny thing about that is right before that, he's like, oh, this is where humans come for their, like, what does he say?
For what they call
sensual pleasures or physical pleasure or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, but those games of chance. Yeah, right here. Look, Will. Guy's putting boxers on Kyle.
Because Kyle
was butt naked.
Yep, that's what happens in Parallax.
You get butt naked.
Slowly, but over time, I guess.
Hal Jordan came out with clothes on.
He went in with clothes on. Kyle only had his construct. You don't know.
No,
that's what I'm saying. Kyle was freeballing. He was construct alone.
We're going to start calling him Commando Kyle.
Construct Commando, yeah.
That's what they call it. Construct Commando. That sounds like a term Guy Gardner would have come up with.
Oh, 100%. That's why Will said it.
What do you guys think of Hank Henshaw being part of the Fantastic Four, basically?
I thought the same thing. I'm that just was like,
crazy.
Wasn't this already done?
Yeah, it was clearly their like nod to it, but with less than happy outcomes.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody either died. Yeah, pretty much like everybody died.
Right.
Except for him. And that's why he's upset, because he has to live with that.
I mean, I just feel like he should have just got therapy and everything would have been fine.
Or had his memory erased, because that's the one thing he wants is like, I don't want to remember anymore. And that's what he says. He's like, I don't want to have these memories. So it's like, if you go to someone with mental powers and have them wipe out everything you remember, isn't that basically dying?
I mean,
because then he won't remember his life before.
Well, sure.
Yeah, but like, you're still alive.
But if somebody gets amnesia, they don't die.
But metaphorically.
Like, he won't be as upset.
Philosophically. Right.
That's fair.
You philosophically die.
Sure. And that's the worst kind of death.
Philosophical death. Will's getting
right
philosophical about death.
He is.
Life and death.
Life and death.
So did you guys think that the Blue Beetle issue was fine, but would have really seemed odd had we not read any Blue Beetle?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I put in the description for last week for this week's reading list, Blue Beetle is optional, because I never read that before. I did reading the Blue Beetle run. But I didn't read that with the Sinestro Corps stuff before. And it doesn't really feel like it should, like, it does not matter.
Yeah, you don't.
That does not matter.
It doesn't really jive up, no.
I think
no.
It just kind of was.
It's just a moment.
Showing that it's not just everything that they're showing in the main story. There's more of that going on everywhere else.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
Because needed. You do see the ring that gets put onto Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Fly off in like the main comics.
Why does he keep saying peace?
Is he a hippie?
I like when part of me was just like, you know, is this just to show us like the adventures of Brick? They were like, we need to know where Brick's at.
Maybe
Brick's been around for all the other stuff. Readers are gonna go, but where's Brick? I was like, I don't think any reader went, where's Brick?
It did make me want to read more Blue Beetle.
Yeah, because that series is awesome.
Right.
Always.
I might just have to just read it.
You really only, that was issue 20. You really, and we read up to what now? 13 or something? What did we read to now?
12 maybe? Did we do two episodes of it?
I know.
I think 12 we did.
Or 13? I don't remember.
Something like that, yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to tell you right now, you get to like 25 is where it concludes the main story. And everything that comes after is good, but if you at least read to 25, you're good. If you read all 36, that's cool. You'll enjoy it. But 25 is really where it hits. Or as the kids say, it slaps.
No. Yes. New age lingo.
For now.
Yeah, facts, no
That'll
printers.
Change in 15 years.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this 15 years from now, if you've gone back.
You'll be like, that's old slang.
Well, we're old people. Even in 15 years, even will be old. That's how you know. That's how you know.
Wait, so where's the cutoff?
Of being old?
Yes.
I think that's a matter of opinion. My opinion is will be old in 15 years.
Oh, okay.
Because he'll be your age.
Ouch.
Actually, he'll be older than you in 15 years.
That hurts.
Well, I won't be older than you in 15 years.
You don't know.
Oh, that's dark. Don't
that is really dark. Because I really hope I'm not older than
I could
you
find
in
the fountain
years.
Of youth.
Oh, I like that you tried to take that in a nice way. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks for saving that.
Maybe. Maybe. I'll start drinking more yerba mate. And it'll stop my aging.
I like that. Stop. Did your dad stop aging?
He stopped drinking it.
Oh, so that's what...
it's
he should have. He should have
really
got drinking.
We just don't know.
So Sodom Yacht does become the new Ion. We mentioned that, but
he does.
They save the big space whale, and they say we're gonna stick it into this Superman powered dude.
Right.
And now it ended with him getting ready to face off with Superboy Prime.
Yep.
So
I saw that coming from a mile away.
Did you?
As soon as they started saying, oh, he's special, I was like, yeah. Well, he's the next Ion.
I like that the Guardians are like, forget Kyle. We already picked our new guy.
I know.
All these Superman-powered punks, Hank Henshaw and Superboy Prime and all these whiny Supermen makes me appreciate Clark Kent.
Right?
He's like last surviving member of his planet, burdened, you know. Plus, trying to be a part of Earth, feeling like he's one of us, and he's not whiny all the time. I appreciate that.
Me too.
Anyway. Got anything else, Will? I think we hit everything that I had written down now.
Me too.
I did put that I would totally read a, like, military version of Green Lantern, because I liked when Salak was like, here's your intel, split into these groups, charge up, fix your uniform. Like, I was like, I'm down for this. I'd read military Green Lantern. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Like if G.I. Joe was given the lantern ring.
Yeah, Green Eye Joe. That doesn't work.
Green Eye Joe.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, Patrick, favorite character. We already know who it's going to be.
I mean.
Is he going to change it this week?
If I have to pick a favorite character. I'm not changing it.
It's going to be kilowatt.
It's going to be kilowatt.
Yeah, but I expected as much. By the way, I do like that they point out that Mogo also has lethal force, which is why the Sinestro Corps ran away.
Right, because he basically becomes a Death Star at that point in time.
I was like, oh, he's basically a Death Star. Right. Could have just fired off and ended the war. All of those basically. Guys would have been dead.
But they
don't want to kill. He's a planet. No. He appreciates life, right?
I feel like that's planetist.
If you allow things grow and live on you, you appreciate life, okay?
Which I guess was another interesting thing, because they added the whole lethal force thing, but some of the older Green Lanterns, or Natu, decided they're not going to. Like Orisa?
Kilowog doesn't.
No, he does not, actually. No. In the entire time.
Correct.
Orisa or Larissa or whatever her name
Arisia.
Was. Arisia.
Yeah.
She's like, no, this isn't what we're about. I'm not going to do this.
Where the new ones, some of them, like Vath and Isma, are like, oh, soldier time.
Yep. Let's go.
I think there you go, though. I think some of that depends on your background, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what you knew before. So anyway, true. Will, favorite character. Who was it?
I'm going to throw it to Hal Jordan again.
Oh, nice.
Just because, you know, I feel that. A lot of good moments.
I feel that. I didn't write down a favorite character because I felt like there are a lot of
too
them.
Many.
There are like you could pick so many in this. But I, you know what? I was going to give it to Hal too.
Oh, cool.
He had some really good moments, took the lead, showed why he is the greatest lantern to some. But yeah, so I said Hal Jordan too.
Excellent.
So, yeah. So least favorite scene. What's your least favorite scene?
The graveyard scene with Hank Henshaw.
When he Thank rips
you. Where he rips his the corpse of his wife in half.
Was that your least favorite scene too?
I just wrote the whole Hank Henshaw
called it
section.
Like the first part was like you could kind of see where he was coming from, and then he turned completely evil.
I mean, he's nuts.
Right.
Yep. So I will give credit to the issue for giving us a ton of backstory on him. I knew Will would love it because the issue has like two speech bubbles and the rest of it is all of Will's favorite boxes.
Oh my God.
And the whole issue is basically exposition to know about Hank Henshaw.
Right.
I knew Will would love it.
So it was the X-Men comic of the Green Lantern saga.
Yes, yep. That is exactly what it was.
And I literally wrote Will's favorite boxes for the whole thing, pretty much all exposition.
Yep.
That was also my least favorite part. That was it.
We are all in.
I specifically picked a scene, and you guys picked the thing, and that's fine.
Yeah, I just was like, I'm not enjoying this. I didn't have a scene that jumped out. I will say parts of it are not as bad as others. But just as an entire piece,
right?
Compared to the quality of everything else we've been reading, it was not there.
No.
It just wasn't.
No, it was not.
And it wasn't nearly, you know, we had the Parallax special already. And that was so much better with Kyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so it was just, it felt like it could have been better.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, least favorite character. Or least favorite character.
Least favorite character. What is it, Patrick?
What is it, Patrick?
Tell us, Patrick.
Hank Henshaw for ripping his wife in half.
It is, yeah.
Oh, good. We're in concert again. Because mine is also Hank Henshaw.
Oh, mine is not.
Put it on the album.
I chose Superboy Prime.
Yeah, he's pretty bad, too.
He is so annoying.
There's a reason
lands
I didn't.
Back on Earth, and he's like, I'm back.
There's a reason I didn't pick him.
I'm back, Jukes.
Dude. That alone, I was like, least favorite character.
Because I know things I shouldn't.
Well, yeah. Spoiler alert. Anyway.
Anyway.
Did you read more than you should have?
Yes. I read out of the omnibus because I couldn't figure out exactly where we were in the comics, on the list, on the digital. Mm-hmm.
So he just winged it. And
I just winged it.
Too much.
Two issues too much.
And we only technically have 5 story issues next week, so he is almost halfway done.
Cool. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job of being ahead. So here we go.
I'm an overachiever.
Do you guys have anything else that you want to bring up about this before we rate it?
Oh.
Any parts that you still want to point out? Anything you didn't like? Least favorite scenes?
Still disliked how the red guy died.
The red guy died.
Who helped Guy?
Oh, and, ranks. I knew you would be upset when they killed him.
They killed him.
Yeah, they
Cthulhu,
did.
Catch, whatever his name was.
Yeah. I knew as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, Will is not happy. And
You know,
he was your favorite character for the ranks issue.
Yeah.
He was.
Because you see his ring just flying away.
I know.
And I'm like, gosh,
he died badly,
he
too.
Actually died.
I know. But that's why they wanted to build up some that they had established that they could take out in the war. I'm sure that's part of it. But yeah, I saw it and I went, oh no.
I kind of, while reading that, thought it was going to be Vath and Ismaht.
No, they have too much going. They're on a journey.
I still expect them to die at some point in time.
Well, they might. We don't know.
So yeah, Kylas Parallax was pretty scary.
Like as Parallax?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the hand coming out of his face.
No, the hand coming out of his face.
Literally an arm coming out of his mouth. Blah. Ugh. That's such... Dude, that stuff sticks with me. I remember that forever. It's just so like, oh, there's an arm reaching out of a mouth. It's very macabre.
And you thought that Kyle was getting out.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
Nope.
It was a trap.
It's a trap.
Thank you.
Yeah. Parallax is scary in general.
Right.
But he should be.
He should be.
He's the fear entity.
He is.
So he should be scary. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep. Should be scary. So, out of 5 lanterns.
I mean, I guess I'll give it a 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Holding strong.
Why not?
Yeah.
5.
And I'll do a 5 too. I won't give it another 10 or whatever. I'd give it an 11 last week.
Well, I mean, you gave it a 5.2, so.
5.2.
So it's the new 5.2.
So, no, I was just like, well, the Hank Henshaw dragged it down a little bit, so I couldn't give it another 11. But, of course, I'm sure I will be shocked if next week it isn't another. I mean, it's the conclusion, okay?
Right.
We're going to see all the big moments. I'm sure there's going to be a showdown between Sinestro and Hal. Let's face it, it's coming. Did anybody notice that Sinestro built a Statue of Liberty of himself in the background?
Oh, yes.
Did you notice
that? I did. Of course he did.
They invaded Earth, took out the Statue of Liberty, and he replaced it with himself.
Yep.
Got to appreciate a good dictator like
that. Right?
No.
No.
No, you don't.
Dang it. I do.
Okay.
Anyway, so just a reminder, we are going to be doing a call-in issue for one of our two-part. I think we're going to do a two-part shebang for our 1 year.
Well, we'll do a call-in issue if we can find people to call in.
Oh, we will.
Oh, okay.
We're going to.
Sure.
We're going to have enough to have fun.
Even if one of us has to be the one who calls in.
It's like, oh, hey, Patrick, who's calling? Oh, it's Will.
No Jeff Johns or anything?
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be amazing.
Pepper Belly Pete calling in.
Dude.
I mean, that would also be amazing.
That would be ridiculous. So, but we are planning to have a little call at some point. So, again, if you're interested, throw that in an email.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Please.
We would love to know the people who are interested. Also, next week, continuing on, check the description. We have the Sinestro Corps War conclusion listed there, what issues you need to read. And then following that, we will be doing a short break. It might actually be a longer break than we originally hypothesized. We're not sure yet.
When we say break, we mean from... Green Lantern.
Not from the podcast.
Right. I just wanted to clarify in case anybody got worried.
Yeah.
It's okay, Lorena. We're still releasing podcasts.
For a second, her heart skipped a beat. It did. So, if nobody has anything else? No. We got our yerba in. We got our emails in. We read another 5 out of 5 comic. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Patrick.
And this is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys with Issues.
Issues. You can catch Guys with Issues wherever you can find your favorite podcasts.
Or check out our website at guyswithissues.com, where you can listen, find reading lists to follow along, and get to know us better.
Send us emails to longbox at guyswithissues.com and tell us your thoughts. Send us suggestions on what we should read next. We would love to hear from our listeners.
There's four, but none of us are black.
We should be the three white earthlings, because that's what we are.
The three, that's actually the name, that's the new name of the podcast, Three White Earthlings.
That's going to be the name of our first album we grow up.
Yeah.
It's good.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.